Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is sad day. I you know, there are people that I've watched all my life that I really get excited about, and anybody that's listened to me for any number of years knows that you know, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, comedian of all time, Don Rickles, passed away yesterday, kidney failure. It was a surprise to people that were close to him. Mm-hmm. Even his friend Bob Newhart didn't know that he was ill. You could see that you know, he was. I wouldn't describe him as somebody who was aging particularly well. When you would see him on the talk shows, a lot of time, you know, about 10 years ago, maybe, you know, about 10 years, they brought him out and he'd be sitting.
Still spry, though.
Because he was having trouble.
Well, the mind, though. The mind
was just, yeah. I mean, he still could be incredibly funny, but it still sucks. And he died of kidney failure yesterday at the age of 90. Don Rickles, I love, you know, when somebody passes away and I haven't gotten a chance to see him live, always a bummer. I got a chance to see Don Rickles live, and it was everything I
wanted. Was it Atlantic City or Vegas?
Atlantic City.
Very cool.
And it was cool to
Jealous.
See him. You know, when you grow up on the Tonight Show and you see these guys on TV and watching Johnny Carson, that was he was, you know, it was an absolute must-view
appointment television. Rickles, appointment, you know, when, TV.
Whenever he would be on any show, any talk show, right up until his last years, it was always a blast to see Don Rickles. He was a guest on late night talk shows, 200 appearances, with more than 100 on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson alone. That's just the start. He showed up as himself in over 100 different TV shows over the years. He had 85 acting roles. His film work included Clark Gable movies Run Silent Run, Run Silent Run Deep, Kelly's Heroes, Casino. You remember him as Casino, as the casino manager.
Remember when he's walking the whale out and he says, I don't know what happened to the plane. We're just going to have you keep it another day. I don't know what happened.
Somebody on my thread yesterday when I posted it said, better down here than up there.
That's right.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
You know, I think he was a better actor than he got credit for.
Very good actor.
His TV series, you know, didn't make him famous. His stand-up did, and he did incredible stand-up for a long, long time. And he was... I think it's really important to point out that type of comedy, every single day, every time you hit that stage, you are rewriting your bit. Mm-hmm. You are doing brand new material because, yeah, you'll use the same lines, but you're responding to different situations and anything can happen. And it just,
he virtually, he invented crowd work.
Yeah.
Which is a standard part.
He was a regular, the story goes that he was a regular comedian. And he got heckled, and because he handled the hecklers so well, he actually made that his act.
Yeah.
So he was legendary for ragging on everyone. And Mel Brooks said, one of the bravest, funniest, sweetest guys that ever performed, a dear pal. Tom Hanks, a god, died today. Don, we did not want to ever lose you. Never. Jimmy Kimmel said 90 years with him weren't enough. One of the sweetest and most lovely people I have had the pleasure of knowing. Larry King.
Hi.
A national treasure is gone. His talent was limitless. To know him was a gift. That's a pure Larry King quote.
Yep.
There. I like that. Martin Scorsese loved Don Rickles. Said he had the honor of being roasted by him more than once. It goes on and on and on. Chris Rock. Said he was the love of my life. Don Rickles is funnier right now in death than most comics are in life. Jim Carrey said, Don once begged me for a couple of bucks, then told me to twist myself into a pretzel. Ego Slayer, Comic Everest, spank you, Mr. Rickles. Bob Saget, my friend, my dad, the funniest, biggest hearted of them all, a beautiful husband and father, my heart is broken, rest in peace. Patton Oswalt, our good friend, in lieu of flowers, Don Rickles' family has requested that people drop their pants and fire a rocket. That's so brilliant on social media.
Oscar, you should know because you might not. That was one of his famous saves, and this is him saying it.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
and Hockey Puck was the other one. Yep. That's what he called it. Don's close friend Bob Newhart apparently didn't know that Don was ill. He said he was devastated and was totally unprepared for this. So,
does that shock you? Because they were very close. They vacationed together every year.
Also, that generation, though, doesn't like telling people.
I think
they
also
don't like
when
sharing poor me, think of me. They just want to go with dignity. Our generation, and including mine, tells everybody about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The millennials are worse yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to think that, too. I hope you're right about that, Oscar. I hope the fact is that, because that's kind of classy, I think, in a way that, he was ill and at the end.
Yeah. No, he still had bookings.
Yeah.
He really did. So he obviously didn't think he was going to be going this fast.
That is a beautiful assessment, though, of maybe the way people should do it, where you just kind of keep
especially if you get to that, I would say, that age and that level of success.
Right.
Like people it's really the selfless thing to do because you have had the time and you have the time to get your arrangements in place.
Right. Right.
Ideally. B, you also are in a space where you can really, really dictate how you want to go. I think we could all wish for that one day.
Yeah,
I would hope so. I think that, social media has changed the landscape because it's so easy to share. And I'm somebody who's just as guilty as anybody else. I feel like I almost need it. I almost need validation, with posting things on social media. But at the end, he went and suddenly, Don Rickles is gone. And it's sad. And I told Rob before we came in today to gather him up, gather some Rickles stuff up, because there's no doubt that Rickles clips will make you laugh. And that's what he was all about.
Yeah.
So I hope we can share some of those right now.
Of course.
What did you gather in your Rickles satchel for
us
today?
Well, in my ritual, I went into the Rickles garden in my backyard to collect some tiny little sounds.
Rickles pickles?
One thing I started doing is they're delicious. In Dylan Sweet.
Don't last word it. It was fine. It was fine, but you had to go. You gotta be mindful of that.
All right.
You do, right? It's a disorder. Just want to point. I'm going to point it out every time you do it.
We're disorderly.
Rickles pickles was fine, and then you had to say they're delicious because you had to finish it. You wanted to own it. It's a disorder. It's a mental illness.
C-O-W.
Don't highlight his disorders on Friday.
Can't help myself.
Friday's supposed to be fun day.
No. Can't help myself.
It is a disorder, Mike, and I apologize. And operators are standing by. If you love me, you'll help me.
There you go. That's all.
And now, here he is, Mr. Warp himself, Don Rickles.
Nothing greater than hearing the Matador music when Don Rickles would come out on a talk show. And it didn't happen because I didn't have, digital editing when I was a little kid. But as soon as I had the ability, I have probably in my iTunes 45 or 50 audio portions of Rickles on talk shows. Mostly Letterman. He was best on Letterman.
What was that one? Was that his live show?
Yeah, that was actually from the Mr. Warmth Project when he would come out and do the Matador music. I loved watching Don Rickles, but they stand up as audio just as well. Here is a great montage of him insulting people on The Tonight Show. On The Tonight Show.
Bob Newhart made the claim that he was my closest friend. I have never met Bob Newhart.
Is that your wife, sir?
Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you this. What was it, a train?
Stand up, Frank. Be yourself and hit somebody. And all the guys with him went, is that funny, Frank?
Mike, it's so good to see you. I didn't know you were still on.
Yeah.
But this is a good jacket. You come in tomorrow night with cotton candy and you work the carnival. Now.
That's what's in your heart, right, Sam? Be proud. Brothers, we kiss, we hug. Any black on my lips?
Don't write letters, folks. We cover them all.
But now we're both happily married.
Absolutely.
You went through a couple of warm-ups, but...
You finally dragged it out of me, didn't you?
I'll do the fun
stuff. Thank you, of course.
When? I don't...
when. Now, this is a special that I taped on a beta tape and lost and found it on YouTube not long ago. It was Bob Hope's 85th birthday party. And to put it in perspective, there were people in the audience like Lucille Ball. I mean, it was that long ago. So Don is still on fire. And he comes out, and this is a celebration of Bob Hope, and this is how Don Rickles handles it.
It's weird. I got to come out here. I got to try to do a job. 48 hours of entertainers. Hi, Bob. How are you? I spoke to the home. You're going to sit up Friday. Anyway, I'll tell you this. Look at the astronaut sitting over here. Gene Cernan went to the moon and hasn't been straight since. Anyway, what a turnout for you, Bob. Bob, I'm so happy for you, really. But do us a favor. Get off the air. I mean, how long? I mean, the soldiers, the Navy, they're getting tired. Every time there's a war, you're right there in Iran. They're fed up. They're fighting. You go, I want to tell you with your golf club, it's over. I'm a friend. Don't annoy people. Go to La Costa. Sit in the steam room. Don't bother people. I made a fuss over you tonight. I'm fed up. I swear. I'm fed up.
Now, I did mention before, crowd work is my favorite stuff when he would go out and ad-lib.
Like that. I will tell you, I loved when he would tackle the biggest stars of the day when he's talking to Bob Hope.
Oh,
I mean, when you really think about it, because look, I don't care if you're Don Rickles. Yes, you're known for it. But when he looks at him, he says, get off the air.
Yes.
You know, people tired of you. I'm a friend. It's just spectacular.
All right. Well, then more in that vein, let me take a slight left here.
No, you do whatever you want. It's your stuff.
This is the AFI Believe salute to Clint Eastwood. And he worked with Clint Eastwood for many months in Yugoslavia when they made Kelly's Heroes. And he always kind of lorded it over Clint Eastwood's head that after that, they never worked together again. Like, hey, thanks a lot, buddy. So this is him working the room at a Clint Eastwood event. The one thing you need to know before I play it is that Zsa Zsa Gabor is wearing a huge feathered outfit. Otherwise, the joke doesn't work. This is him working celebrities. I love this.
Hello, mother. How are you? You're going to come into a lot of money someday. Hey, Zsa Zsa, this is great. You get on top of a farm roof and go, And Michelle Lee's here. She wants her name mentioned, so we just thought we'd throw that in. Cesar Romero's here. You were so great in the 40s. Here's Charles Bronson sitting up there. Get up and shoot somebody. Anyway, I'll tell you this. This is your lovely daughter. Your luck, she'll marry a busboy and live in Anaheim. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet are sitting over there. They never met you, but they can't believe they got a table. And there's Fred McMurray. Fred's enjoying the evening because there's no charge. And his lovely wife, June Haver, who was in a movie in 1907. But June, you're very, very lovely. And put Fred in a home. He should be in a home. He really is. But Fred, you look great. You feel good? Smart as a whip. Anyway, Clint, it's so good to see you. Really. I mean that. We haven't seen each other. Thanks for all. As again, I say from my heart, you've been a good friend to me. We've known each other how long now? Thanks, Clint. Anyway,
Now, also, I think a lot of people from myself and Oscar's generation will remember him from the movie Dirty Work.
Yes.
The Norm MacDonald, Artie Lang movie. And Artie Lang
Underrated, by the way.
It is underrated. Artie Lang tells a marvelous story. They had him for one day. Bob Saget was the director. It was a really low-budget affair, but they spent $100,000 to get Don Rickles for one day. And they couldn't do the scene, not because of Rickles, but because Artie Lang and Norm MacDonald couldn't stop laughing. They almost couldn't do it in a day. I'm going to play you the scene. It's a minute and change. And it's great. They actually wrote a line in to cover the fact that Norm MacDonald could not keep a straight face. And this is $100,000 worth of comedy right here.
Gentlemen, members of the National Office are coming here tonight for their annual inspection of this theater. Right now, I'm going to explain to you my managing style for the benefit of the new guys. So there you are, Tubby. Ah, you look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people? Got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. You're swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing? Hello, ice cream. Having a good time? Running around?
Is he talking to his stomach?
Yes. What are you laughing at? Because I called your friend a fat pig, huh? You think that's funny?
Oh, no, I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly. you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace and don't bother anybody?
$100,000. $100,000.
Letterman loved it when Don Rickles would he'd say something that just totally didn't make sense.
Yes,
but he'd deliver. You know, this guy is doing it, and Letterman would like point it out because that was funny too.
Well, that is, I'm glad you brought that up because that's actually the next tape I was going to play. Letterman took such joy in having Rickles on that he really was almost like a top. You could just spin him and let him go. And I know that it was Letterman hearkening back to the days of Carson, but there's such delight in Letterman's voice here. Check this out. He asked him about old Las Vegas.
Give us an idea how Las Vegas has changed in 51 years.
You know, when I first started out, it was a lot of sand and a lot of guys that talked like, hey, Frank, what do you want to do later?
Yeah. You know?
And they all sat around smelling their guns. And
smelling their guns.
There, see, you love that. That's what I loved. I loved when he'd spotlight that.
Now,
was great.
One thing weird about Don Rickles, and I've got two of his actual comedy LPs, he didn't work well in a comedy album format. His famous one, Hello Dummy, is a capture of a medium performance at best. And then he did another one where he did like an off-the-cuff interview thing. It was called Rickles Speaks. That's a little better. And this is sort of an apropos clip to play today, but still funny.
Do you think much about dying?
Yes, doing this album. I've thought about dying. Dying? I figure when I go, I'll have about 40 cars at Riverside Chapel in New York with a motorcycle escort. I do plan to have my uncle to show up in his bathrobe. He dresses for nothing. I plan to have my aunt throw herself on the casket because my father owed her money. I do think my wife probably will be there and not know what the event is. That's the kind of wife I got. She'll probably look up and say, did he die? I think in death we can make humor in death. You know, if you die, it would strike me funny. Because you're the kind of guy that if you die, there's a lot of humor there. Because what did they lose? You know, some guy that hangs around a record company saying, you want to see my ball of wax? So who needs you?
That's from Rickles Speaks. You mentioned that it's great when he skewers the biggest stars of all times. This is at Martin Scorsese's AFI tribute, arguably one of the greatest directors of all time, and the man responsible for putting Rickles in the movie Casino. And you would think Don Rickles would show some appreciation. You'd think.
It is now 11 o'clock, and I'm fed up and tired. Marty, I would address... Somebody get a phone book so you can see me. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here. Clint Eastwood is now thrilled. His name was mentioned. De Niro is sitting there. God bless you, Bob. He's got the beard on. To know him is a treat. He's one of the great actors of our time. You ask him.
Mike, I thank you for affording this much time because it's so much fun to play these tapes. I do want to play one more.
He deserves it. Don Rickles deserves this.
I want to play one more, and this is not Don Rickles, but this is last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show. Okay. And I think of all the people that are still in the hunt, Jimmy Kimmel is the one that has the relationship or had the relationship with Don Rickles. And if you have the moment, go to his website and watch his opening last night. It is grand broadcasting. He comes out and he really does a nice tribute, but I think it's all summed up in this one little piece, and I love this.
He gave me advice, and good advice, not the advice people give you just to hear themselves giving you advice. He would always say, keep my name alive, which he'd tell me to keep his name alive, which I thought was funny because, you know, I was like, you're Don Rickles, you keep my name alive.
But I think that's sweet.
That's awesome.
Keep my name alive.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen
it. Oh, it's great. He has about 25 notes that Rickles wrote him and that he reads a lot. There's one, I'll just mention this, is very funny. They went to dinner every time they went, Rickles did his show. Mm-hmm. And one time he went to Mario Batali's restaurant in Beverly Hills, took out a private room, had a party for like 30 people, dropped a ton of cash, and Rickles wrote a note. He said, can't believe you took me to a pizza place. Safe home, Don Rickles. We love you. So good.
All right, good. RIP, John Rickles. Fantastic. We'll start the show now. Okay. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
I just was hanging around in the hall, and they said, Frank Sinatra's here, and I've never met him, you know. Never mind. Marco Mangananzo was hurt. Ooh.
Marco Mangananzo?
Fambino Bombazzo. Excuse us, Johnny, you're from the Midwest, you're busy going, is the truck loaded? Guido says hi. He hasn't had a chance to talk to you. And from Jersey City, your good friend, Bubani Umbatsa. He started his car with your album on, and now he's a highway. But I tell you, I'm a Jew and you're an Italian. And here we have what? And this is a great Irishman. This is America.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I just want to say, before we go any further, for 14 years, Johnny Carson kept saying, do you really know Frank? And I want you to know, Frank, I worship you and I love you. I really mean this, because since I'm a kid, I used to blow in girls' ears and hear you go, la-da-da-dee, and do it my way. I need a girl so bad. I love my wife, but she's ill. This is the most exciting night in the years that I've known Johnny Carson. He started me on this show. And Frank, I love you.
Can I tell a story about what this man did to me once? Long before Don got married, I was eating dinner in a restaurant in New York. I was sitting with some friends, and he came over to the table, and he said, Frank, do me a favor, will you? He said, I'm sitting with a very pretty girl, and I'm trying to make out, you know. And he said, I told her I know you, and she really doesn't believe me. Would you stop by the table? I said, all right. I was just about finished. I was down to the espresso. And finally, he went back, and I walked by the table, and I said, how are you, Don? Nice to see you. He said, can't you see I'm eating, Frank? What are you doing? I went for the whole thing. You bought that. I stood with my mouth open.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. Reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Distilled, D-S-T-L-D. To get by in this world, you need a great pair of jeans. They need to look good enough for your professional life, and they have to be cool enough for your casual life. Jeans are probably the most important item in your closet, but you shouldn't need a reverse mortgage to buy a pair.
Hear, hear.
So, skip them all and go to Distilled. Distilled spelled D-S-T-L-D. They use the best luxury grade denim, but they eliminate the middleman, so jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars start at just $75. Oscar lives in his. He doesn't buy $300 jeans anymore because he knows about DSTLD. Four pairs in your closet currently.
Premium denim for the right price, a fair price, and they will last you a lifetime.
Forever.
This is not bargain bin stuff. Distilled jeans look great, last forever, and are guaranteed to fit, because if they don't, they'll send you a new pair until the fit is perfect. That's what they do. That's how they roll. You'll notice the difference right away. Plus, Distilled has jackets, T-shirts, and more. Elevated style and quality without elevated prices. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. So, thank you. Welcome to the show. Rarely do I get criticism that I pay attention to, but yesterday Oscar was telling a story about smoking tea.
Yes.
Apparently, there was a subset of people that got very annoyed that Rob and I did not let you finish that story. So, I figured I would give you the opportunity to finish what you were talking
Mike,
about.
Mike, when do you listen to the subset? You direct this show.
When I feel as though the criticism comes from someone who truly loves the show and values, when he's somebody I pay attention to,
yeah.
And I don't like it when he does it publicly, but and he sent me a private reply that was nice, and I thought I'll try to do
decorum.
I'll try to do better. Yeah, I like to do that.
Dear
and I think
jerk.
I think no. One of the things I'm trying to think what I process it this way because I think that when you get too defensive, you can lose sight of the fact that everybody that was commenting on this particular thing was listening to the show, and it was something that I think we actually tweak ourselves in house. And we let it get away from us a little bit. And by the way, you do it to me, I do it to Rob. Rob does it to you. You do it to Rob. You know, we all do it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think that Rob and I tend to be trying to move it along. And so I was just curious because
are you saying that my stories are slow?
No, I'm saying that you're a pain in the ass.
I'll
and I know you wanted to talk
up.
About Mac therapy, but no. So the answer to the questions is I pay attention to that. I don't do it regularly, and if somebody is super snarky,
yeah.
I'll respond. But I was looking at the thread of people that are saying, yeah, sometimes they don't let Oscar finish. I've had that forever. We've gotten that comment. So I pay
years.
Attention to it because the people that are commenting on it are the people that listen to yesterday's
are the respected
show.
Few.
The
few, the proud. Yeah,
they're the people that listen to yesterday's show.
Yeah,
and we all have our things. We all have our trips,
of course.
That we do. And so I was just curious about it. And if you that's a lot longer than I wanted to go. I just wanted to tell the f-ing story, Oscar.
Well, the
that's
T story is a throwaway story. When you're young and you don't have access to marijuana, you think that
I'm
you
sure
could...
excited about going to the Masters, Rob. I really am. I am really, really. I'm really. No, I'm kidding. That was just a joke.
I don't know if they allow marijuana at the Masters, but that could be a possibility.
A few strains of Georgia grown marijuana
yes.
are accepted.
Only the best.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
But handpicked. It was high school. We were 16.
You know, my kids are on spring break.
Stop it. Now don't. No, see?
Forget it.
Go ahead.
No.
I'd rather talk to Mac, please. He's staring at me like a serial killer. It's a big issue.
You can't let us say that's hanging us out to dry if you don't finish the story.
If we just went upstairs because we couldn't find weed and we were hammered and someone said, I heard you can smoke tea. So we found some tea that was foreign, not your Lipton grade, that had leaves. We rolled it up and smoked it. Now, if you've ever smoked anything but marijuana, you probably know that it doesn't really go well. Cigarettes included, right? Tea burns hot. And it will burn the crap out of your sinuses and your throat. Now, can you smoke it? Technically, you can, but it mostly burns. That's all it does.
So it was like tea leaves in a canister, like maybe a tin?
Yes, but as a kid, you think that that is premium choice,
sure.
Some sort of hydroponic tea that your parents were smoking when you weren't around.
Anytime something comes in a tin, you're in good shape.
Yes.
Did you roll it in papers, or did you use some sort of apparatus?
We used an apple core to smoke it because we had a pothead friend that loved, and still probably to this day loves to smoke weed. He was one of those early adopters, gatekeepers, if you will, the first guy to get an iPhone, first guy to smoke weed. Not me. I wasn't that guy. But he knew how to carve an apple core into a smoking device. And voila, I would say roughly 2 hours after trying to figure that out, we all had burned throats, and we also had sinuses that didn't work for about 2 weeks. So hide your tea. That's the moral of the story. Gentlemen, what are you just going to be quiet now?
Just wanted to make sure you were done.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
That was the stick, too. I actually like the story a lot.
Hi, the tea. That's the weirdest thing I've ever smoked. And I thought it was going to work. We thought we were smart. We thought we were educated. We said, this is just as good as weed.
Well, that's not the weirdest thing I've ever smoked.
What'd you smoke?
Turkey legs.
It's a different
took all damn day.
It's a different kind of smoky.
What's that? I read the book.
It's wild stuff.
That is.
So do you find it's hard not to channel like old school shtick on the show today?
I had, you know what? I had
homage.
I really had a bad evening. last night because of it.
I did too.
It was a real kick to the ribs. Normally, surprised. You and I, when anyone dies, we do shtick.
Right.
And our texts were mercifully brief and reverent.
I know.
Weird.
I know. But let's get back on the regular track of this show, and that's
please.
You know, our boy Mac he's on campus.
He's on campus.
Now I normally don't like to rearrange the furniture in the studio.
Yes.
We're gonna take a break here. When we come back, is there a chance we could move him over next to our boy Oscar? Is there a chance we could do
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yes.
Let's, because I'd like to see his Statue of Liberty face when we're doing this segment.
Mike, sometimes you paint with words like Rembrandt.
Thank you. Yes, psychotherapy for our guy Mac right after this. I just see his hat. His scrotum wrinkled hat. That's what I
He came
at.
To harm today.
Oh, dear.
We'll take a break and come right back. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't you love
her as she's walking. This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Yeah, through the advertisers.
Some of these advertisers, these unsuccessful, struggling companies that have bailed on you. What do you feel about this floundering company called BMW?
Oh, let it stand for bye-bye. Mother wusses. That's it. Okay. BMW. Huh. Bye bye, mother wusses.
Okay.
You know, frankly, who needs BMW when you can get a Mercedes Benz?
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Well,
a Mercedes Benz.
They've bailed
on
you.
That's a car.
They've bailed on you, too.
They suck, too.
Okay. Very
yes.
good. What about Orkin?
Pest control.
You know, first of all, I've heard, this is just a rumor, you're not hearing it from me. The rumor on the street is if you get Orkin Man to come in, he's supposed to take away the bugs, but when he brings his little cans in with the pesticide, they crawl in with roaches and they live in your house.
That's evil. I can't imagine.
No, they carry them in, Rob, from the bug trucks and they people
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Trying to find and hire qualified employees for your business is one of the hardest aspects of running a company. It seems impossible to get access to all the applicants you need without spending a lot of time and effort. Luckily, ZipRecruiter makes it easy, everybody. With one single click, ZipRecruiter will post your job opening to over 200 top job sites. They even post to all the big social media platforms. Any industry, any city, ZipRecruiter.com will get your word out. Soon, you'll be screening candidates in minutes, not hours, thanks to the amazing ZipRecruiter interface. It's a cinch to use. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Okay, so we got that out of the way. We've gotten our Don Rickles out of the way, and we've talked about the fact that we interrupt Oscar, and we're going to be mindful.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sorry. I thought you had a disorder, but do you think you have a disorder?
I think I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But, you know, I think we're all in our own ways, because we do what we do, I think we're flawed.
I'm glad you brought that up. And before we get to the whole Mac thing, that is absolutely correct, Rob. It came out of watching Feud.
Yes.
With Betty and Joan. Then I started thinking about actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started thinking about actors. Then I started thinking about anybody that is in performance. We are all nuts.
Yep.
I beg to differ. I don't mind when the guys interrupt me because I don't need to be heard. I just like being here.
You have the most astonishingly overinflated ego, I think, of anyone we work with. I do believe that. So don't try to pretend you don't need to be heard. You need to let the world know how hard you work and how much credit you deserve.
That is internal. I don't have to come on the air and hear my voice.
It's
no.
the same thing.
I like when you guys talk.
I don't think Oscar has I think he plays up the ego as shtick.
Yeah.
I think he's as flawed as any of us. Deep down.
I don't think it's an ego. I think we all have egos if we're really gonna, you know, splice the onion.
Yeah, it's not the
yes,
ego.
Let's
as much
splice
as
the onion, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're gonna peel it, that's what it is.
I want to do your look when you do that.
Yeah.
Splice the onion.
Yeah,
sure.
You know what I mean.
Do
yeah,
I?
You know, you get it.
No, the thing about it is it's not the ego, it's the total insecurity. that's what it's that's what drives but people the, to yeah. do what we do.
And he, I think, compensates, and I mean this in the kindest way, that's his tool. The ego, the super ego compensates. I compartmentalize and I'm happy all the time.
How do I compensate?
And you drink. No, you're blustery. You're blustery, and I don't mean it in a bad way.
Go ahead. Give him. Say it in English. Speak English and tell him what you're trying to tell him.
Okay.
What's my disorder?
I'm not sure I even understand you.
I was here at the studio for 72 hours for the past 2 days, and we did all this, and I had to do the podcast, and then I biked, and then I, you know, built my house, and I've saved a cat, and it's you are very, very outward and task demonstrative oriented. And task oriented, yes. Sure, but letting How people know I. about it. No, I'm not saying. I'm just
no,
saying.
Get to the give him the let him know about it.
Let me know.
And
let me know.
The fact is that
nobody
you,
cares.
You brag on yourself to let people know how great you are to cover your insecurities, because maybe deep down you don't think you're that great.
Response.
I would say a lazy man would tell a man who works hard that's the way that they view
that's uber defensive. That is really uber defensive.
Because look,
right
it'd
there.
Be one thing if he mentioned just the work that we perform outside our general duties of hosting this show.
Right.
But he mentioned biking and building a cat house. Like those are all.
That lay your candle a little bit.
Yes,
that
makes. I mean, that doesn't really give you a solid ground to call me insecure.
Okay, I'm watching Feud, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're making a mini series out of the insecurities of these two actresses. And I'm sitting there going, well, we all have those insecurities. And ultimately, when you look at something like the Oscars episode, where Joan Crawford and Bette Davis are having this feud, Bette Davis gets nominated, Joan Crawford doesn't. Joan Crawford manipulates it so that she can accept the actress's Best Actress Award, even though she wasn't nominated.
Right.
And you're looking at that and... it's so incredibly petty, but it's so needy, and I think there's a neediness that we all have, and that's why we do what
we
do.
I'm driven by I just don't want to fail. I'm scared to fail.
Well, it's a neediness that you probably get. We all get our neediness from different areas.
I have a question, Oscar. If you're scared to fail, but what you didn't get into the business to just say, I'm going to do this to not fail. What drove you to radio in the first place? I understand the need now and ongoing to avoid failure, but why this form of business?
A girl led me to radio.
All right.
I remember,
a lot of people get into the business. They say that, but I think it's deeper than that. And
well,
once I
got in the business, and what really, really lit my fire once I got past the idea of winning my high school sweetheart back, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was that my parents said, there's no way you're going to make it.
But the thing that drives you also, and let me tell you, there's one thing. You could say that, you know, behind the scenes, you want to get it all. The neediness that you have, that everybody that performs, this is my philosophy of it. I think that if you perform on any level, you have a need for attention and you have a need. And you say, it's not important to me to be heard on the show. But the thing that separates it, and this is also what makes you two good, this is why I think we work well together, is the live show aspect of things where you love... I've never worked with two guys that are more like that I know are in my foxhole when I walk onto a stage. And that is the ultimate performer. And if it's neediness, it's neediness.
But you know, I don't think it's just neediness. I think there's another factor there. And Oscar actually grazed it when he was talking about his girlfriend. And
it's kind of a compliment, actually.
And it comes to me.
Hey, thank you, Rob.
I appreciate it. I do. And you know, it's the same with you. We have the most fun on stage anywhere that we ever have.
It's the only time I've ever not worried about. I don't like to say this because it falls into that DGH thing, and
right.
I don't like to compliment.
Oh,
but
no.
When, like, for example, when we're sitting backstage at the Improv, and I don't care if people know this, doesn't matter. If people saw the three of us when we're backstage at a live show, they would see three people that are so happy in that moment, that are so in the moment, that like it so much. And I think
Jimmy Cerito was there.
And Jimmy's
as well.
Putting on a chicken suit and everything.
But it's so funny you would bring that up. That is the one, when I think back to that whole day of the Improv show, that's the moment that springs to mind first, is hanging out backstage ready to go on.
I was up super early today and I got introspective about it. And I was thinking that ultimately, and this gets back to the whole feud thing with Joan Crawford, that at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. And the thing is, though, so you do it because you love doing it. It's a great way to make a living. And I just kind of try more than I used to leave it at that.
To enjoy.
And that's why, that's why when I get a thread now, like I did today, I really, I'll be honest, I fought through the need to be snarky and defensive. And there's a situation at my kid's school that went down that I will not elaborate on right
okay.
now because it's too fresh, where someone was being defensive that was on the other side, and it just made a situation that didn't need to be bad. And so that's something that that I think that I'm trying to work on, and so that's why I brought that today. I just got
that's
a little
very fair,
introspective
very,
and every
appreciate
now and
that.
Yeah, I do that.
You know? One other thing that you talk about what drives all of us as performers, and I think I see it in all of us in all seriousness, is you're craving approval of some sort.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it's not the approval of, in somebody's case, perhaps a young lady or a family or something, you're craving approval in a big way. And that's
right.
when you start mass communicating. And that's when you say, well, listen to all these people that are, you know, a fan of what we guys do.
Mm.
And that's approval in a huge way.
We guys.
Yeah, we guys.
I mean, this is as necessary to what for me, this is really, really something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it. It just gives me a chance to vent and get it out. And being stupid is part of that, too. So let's get back to being stupid. Speaking of stupid.
Yes.
It's time for Intern Corner. And
actually,
yesterday,
Mike, it's time to take a break.
Oh, God. Hate it when the show gets away from me.
Yeah.
And I'm still tweaking
the
audio.
I've got a serial killer next to me.
Oh, you know what, Mike? One last thing about when we were backstage at the Improv. You know what my favorite thing was when we were backstage?
What's that?
Is the
Axe body spray.
There you go.
We all Thank smelled
you.
Sweet.
Thank you for finally doing it at the end of the week. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Admit it, Amazon.com is a part of your life. You buy so much great stuff there, and right now we want you to check out the amazing computer deals on the front page of the TMOS website. If you need any kind of computer, and everybody needs to update
yes.
their computers, now is the time to buy it at prices that are going to absolutely blow your mind. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, MikeO'MaraShow.com, and that's where we want you to do this. That is very important to the show, especially for a limited amount of time. Remember, computer deals, computer deals, computer deals, all on the homepage. So check out MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And we thank you. Back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Mac is on campus today, our intern. Hello, Mac. How
Hello,
are
Mike.
You?
Hello, Mike.
What's new with you?
Not much. My parents are going to France tomorrow.
You can have the house to yourself?
Can you talk like a grown-up? Okay.
No, nice and loud.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Why are they going to France? Just a vacation, or are they leaving the country for good?
They're leaving me.
No,
they're going on a cruise.
How long will you have the house to yourself?
A week and a half.
Oh,
boy.
Oh,
my God.
Are you going to call Rebecca Dormorne and have the hookers come over and have a big party where your mother's prized Fabergé egg or whatever it is, her egg falls off the
glass
egg. And then she'll notice a crack in it. Do you have any big plans for when your folks are out of town?
No. I mean, just stay at home, do chores, nothing really.
Do you have
I
any
play
friends?
A lot of games.
I think I know.
I do. I mean, I'm going to hang out with my friend like I do every week.
His friend.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? He might be having a little celebration. Do you know Sunday is Palm Sunday?
I think we need Lucky the Dog again.
Oh, that's coming.
Oh, my God.
Now, I, as someone who has said to you in the past, I don't like your sexual content, that was out of the park. That was absolutely
it's part of the disorder.
That's it. No, that's not.
No,
that
that's
I like
comedy.
More. That's one. That's beautiful. I like that. Yeah, because everybody was thinking it. Well, oh, Mac, yeah. I'm glad your folks are gone. And Oscar was saying he needed to chat with you about this this whole. You've been getting you guys have had some problems, and I want to make sure we
we're talking about
them
the me and Pony, right? Justin and Michelle. We're not talking about
No.
Hey, Mac. Leave the show to us. Okay. A, B, are your headphones too loud? Or maybe take off that effing beanie so you can actually hear through your headphones because you're talking at a muted level, my friend.
I'll talk louder.
He'll talk.
Just now, not well.
What's happening? I sense the hostility right there between you.
He's got a beanie on and then his headphones over his beanie.
I know. You can't really.
You're not
really,
David Beckham. And it's not 20 degrees outside. It's warm in the studio.
You have to speak louder. That's what he's trying to say, Mac.
I understand.
Mac, what's going on with you and Oscar?
Oscar is a little whiny recently.
Oh.
What?
I don't know. I think I should let him explain.
Hey, can I sidebar Mike just for a brief moment?
Sure, go ahead.
Wouldn't it be great if someone was like on trial in a federal courtroom and you ask the defendant a question and they say, yeah, I think I'd let the plaintiff explain that.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you're dodging.
I'll approach the bench. It's fine.
Really?
Yes. All right. So I'm ready to believe.
I'm just saying this is not typical courtroom behavior.
No, it's not. Okay. First, F you. Sidebar. second of all.
On the record.
As you know, Mac was brought on about 4 years ago, right? And he started as this nice, shy kid. And Rob and I off air said, let's build this kid up, right?
Right.
And in the past 4 years, we've clearly done too good of a job because he's turned into an egotistical maniac, yeah. Right? Yeah. If his head somehow could not fit through this door every time he walks in, dressed like David Beckham, was homeless, like I would just be
homeless
happy. Homeless David Beckham, right?
What do you say to the fact that your ego is a little out of control?
Yeah, you got a lot of confidence.
I don't believe it.
That comes from nowhere, Mike. That's not justified. Now,
why are you giving Oscar such a hard time, Mac? I'm curious.
Because he's giving me a hard time.
We had a falling out, Mike. Yeah. We had a falling out.
A disastrous falling out.
How is he giving you a hard time?
Well, I mean, we said we would talk about 2 weeks ago. Still haven't gotten that call. Nothing yet. I mean,
so you want him to? You want him to?
I wanted to hash things out 2 weeks ago, and he's just not taking any effort to do that.
All right, so remember the last time we did this psychotherapy session, we were talking to you about the fact that you were bad with your interpersonal skills when you were playing Overwatch Online. You were a little too cocky, and you copped to that, and you said you were sorry about that because you were being obnoxious during the game, and you admitted that. You owned that. Is that right?
Yes, I don't admit it anymore. I think I was perfectly fine.
Oh, now
I
hold on. So you're rejecting that whole thing we did last time on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't think you're overly obnoxious when you play Overwatch?
No, I think Oscar is just a little too sensitive.
Okay, but Oscar, let me ask you this. This is great. I like being Judge Judy.
Dumbfounded.
Oscar, yeah, I'm a little surprised by that as well. Oscar, you're not the only one, right, that observed this?
No, everybody.
There's like a whole troop of merry pranksters.
We all play online, and every time that Mac's name comes up, which is infrequent, but when it comes up, people have a laundry list of reasons why he is the way he is. Now,
speaking is it possible to give me a concrete or just a general example of how he is obnoxious? What he would say, the type of thing he would say when you're playing your
Mac
online
when
game.
He games, for example, you'll say, okay, and you guys are just going to make fun of this. You'll say one of the characters in the game is called Reinhardt, right? And you'll say Reinhardt has a shield that'll last 8 seconds. Now, and Mac would say, no. That's not true. And then everyone just hushes up and waits for Mac to go. It lasts 8.1 seconds. Like,
okay, so so jumping in with
he's
something
a
that's really not...
and a dick.
Okay. Contrarian.
So, Mac, what do you say to that?
Oscar was talking about a laundry list, and I actually brought in a list myself.
What? Oh, you have a list?
I have a list.
Oh, I want to hear your list.
You don't do prep for anything, ever.
Jesus.
I want to hear the
you
list.
Have a list?
Wouldn't it be great if this list started with the heading, Reasons I'm Resigning?
A list of what? What are the list of what? Grievances?
Reasons I am better than Oscar.
Mac, you have never done anything for the show. Not even a limerick. Okay. You wrote it in studio.
This. Yeah.
Let's hear the reasons. How many on the list? Items on the five reasons.
I hold in my hand five reasons.
Okay. Rob, do you want to get some? Hold on. We need this. Since anytime somebody brings in prepared comedy, it's always nice to have a musical accompaniment.
The one
with
time
this.
Actually,
you know, I had a music bed selected that I'd like to use because we have created somehow Frankenstein. Thank you.
All right.
This guy's got a lot of confidence.
Number five.
All right, go
number
ahead.
Five on the list. Oscar, he's 39, but he acts like a grade schooler online.
Like a grade schooler.
The sick burn.
All right, very good.
He just whines all the time.
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
All right, very good. Number four.
Number four, he hosts Tech 411, but is not technically savvy at all, nor does he know about
damn.
The market.
Oh, boy.
I can give an example.
Holy yes.
I just got to do this. There we go. There, I dropped
his mic.
Sorry, man.
Give an example, buddy.
For about the last 2 months in Tech 411, I've been praising the new console that was about to come out.
You haven't been on in a month, so it's been a month.
Well, I mean, it was like 2 months since the last time, 2 months before the last time I was on. Every single time we were on, I would say the Nintendo Switch is going to be great. Oscar just poo-pooed it every single time. You said Nintendo's failing. They're not going. This is going to be a complete failure. Nothing.
And then what happened?
It launched. It's one of the best-selling consoles ever.
Yeah.
Look at it. Look at his look.
That's alternative facts.
You realize you're validating Oscar's point because he looks at me like that. And then, you know, this is the only time you see any real human emotion where it's like, it's one of the best. Like he's looking over here, looking into space. He goes, it's one of the best consoles ever. okay, number three, please.
I am becoming a lot more popular than Oscar on Facebook.
Oh my.
What's your friend count, Dick?
On the fan club, my name is mentioned a lot more than Oscar's.
Do you have any statistics or examples?
I don't.
I move that we strike number three from the record.
Show me the data. What do you mean, cheer mentions?
Yeah, in the last week, I was mentioned about 10 times. You were mentioned four.
Last week. There's like 9 years.
Yeah.
That you need to go back through.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right,
how many of your mentions were death threats? We're at number two, Mike.
Number two.
This
number
guy.
Number two, please.
He thinks he has the authority in Overwatch. He acts like he's the big man, but his rank is bronze. I am platinum. I am the better player than him. He knows nothing about the game.
How about you talking to the mic?
He knows nothing about the game, but he loves it. He plays it with passion.
I never said I was better than you.
Yeah, he did. I have to side with Oscar on that. He never did say
I told you. I cop to the fact that I'm the new guy and people try to keep me alive.
Usually, Mac, we finish with number one, which is normally the kicker.
Might as well give him a timpani.
Yeah, do you have a timpani,
Mike? Ladies and gentlemen, why, Mac, are you better than Oscar? Please share that with us.
I have two parents who love me.
Oh, my God.
Oscar's father lives with his second family for most of the year.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ! We've created a monster!
Life, give my creation! Life! Don't talk right now, Mac. Don't talk. What is so great about that list? It is the over the board, and they're all wrong, but it is the over the just unabashed ramblings of a screwed up mind that covers all topics. All
right. Oh, calm down. Anyway, that's the
we can't reward this.
I know. I'm rewarding it right now, Anna, aren't I? Yes. I'm rewarding it right now.
You can't laugh. Really can't you can't myself. Laugh when your child says a bad word, Mike, and that's what's just happened.
And this is the broken part in me.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
I'm very pissed at Mac.
Yeah.
But I'm also blown away by the fact that he did some sort of show prep after 4 years.
Yeah. I didn't know he had the ability to print documents. Honestly.
When did you turn?
When I listened to the show last night, I needed to say something.
Enough was enough. Man. Oh, all right, you got to go sit over there now. Yeah. I can't have you sit
there. Okay, go sit over there. Go back. Thank you. Little round. I'm sorry, but he does.
Come on.
Mike, if you think about clapping, put this in your mind. He rescinded an apology.
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, that's
and that
not
is
good.
Not okay. Not
just spit in our faces.
I know. But you know what? In our world, coming in with prepared material
True.
Is that last one. I will be honest. That one came out of left
Sick
field.
Burn.
I didn't expect that.
That
kind of
hurt.
But,
not gonna lie.
Mac. I think that that's one thing you do need to address, the rescinding of the apology, because you know what? When it was described to me, there's nothing has really changed in my mind or in Rob's mind or Pony's mind about the fact that you're a little overbearing. And
out of touch, maybe.
He's a creep.
Yeah, when you get now, stop now. Oh, see, yeah. That's piling on. Hey. Come on now. Yeah, Rob.
Are you
never
off
met an intern he didn't hate?
Are you off your meds?
Maybe. No, I took my meds. I'm not taking them well.
Oh,
don't know.
Oh my God, he's talking like a mental patient.
Now stop. Stop saying the mental patient.
No, he
thing.
Is though. I mean, he's talking like he has a disorder like me. Because what he just said was
this is an asylum. Hey, the show, The Asylum. I'm calling the show The Asylum.
You
today,
should.
All right. Because did I not start the show with my neuroses?
Yes.
You know, where I'm like, thank you, Ronique, for putting that up there, that hateful post. And
I
then I'm sorry
believe
I interrupted
Mac
everything.
Just came
yes.
in and said he's better than me.
That's right.
And he actually wrote something.
I know he did.
And
he did.
Printed it out.
And I'm still unclear. Are you taking your meds? Are you not taking them well? Are you taking them sporadically?
What is not taking them well? You're not taking them when you should?
I miss a day occasionally.
I do that with Xarelto. I'm going to find out from my pulmonologist today whether that's a really big problem, because I forget. It's a teeny, tiny, teeny little pill,
right?
And I forget it periodically. But, you know,
and
I don't
you
think
hate
it's
it, too. You hate
well,
it.
I don't think it's going to cause me a bit. Oh, Mike! Yeah, I'm sorry. Man down at the Masters. I didn't even get a chance to talk about the Masters.
Oh.
I didn't even get a chance to say thank you to everybody that's sending Carla and me to the Masters, and I'm going to be back on Tuesday because I'm flying back from Atlanta. I'll call in on Monday's show too.
Cool.
Don't slip on the steps, Mike.
That's right. Luckily, Mike Mac has.
He's speaking of a dick, Oscar. That guy Dustin Johnson rubs me the wrong
Mike,
way.
Who walks out to move their car in their socks?
You know what? The thing about him, though, is it's always. You think he was pounding?
He
was pounding?
I know he's in recovery.
Yeah, he's in recovery. Yeah. We're talking about Dustin Johnson, who had to withdraw because of a back injury sustained, allegedly, by falling down a set of stairs.
I am also in recovery every morning.
Oh, but I know we've got a lot of stuff. Hey, can I just say one thing?
Yes.
For somebody who knows that, you know, Mr. Make Trump jokes, I wrote it down. I want to say it the right way. Okay, hold on. Let me see. It is truly American to love it when we bomb a bad guy, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Truly.
I was proud that we finally sent a signal to the Assad regime.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you.
I mean, it's a bad guy. Anybody saw
it. Politics aside.
Yes.
I felt like.
America.
I
100%.
Said, man.
That's how I felt.
Maybe everything that people have been saying about this guy isn't right. As far
I don't
as the president's
think that's,
concerned.
No, that's an overreach as far as I'm concerned. Uh-huh. But I do believe that right now at that moment, I look at that and I go, okay. Because when you look at what that Assad,
that,
if he
mm-hmm.
did that to his people.
Chemical
you know,
weapons.
To take that capability away by doing that. But, you know, let the pundits speculate, but I felt
and
good
they will.
For that moment.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
But as America, we have a long history of that being the way of how we react, you know, firmly and looking out for the other guys, what the Marshall Plan was.
Looking out for the little guy.
Got to do it, like Mac.
Speaking of chemical weapons, Mac dropped some of those on Oscar today. Oscar, final word on the, you're shocked?
We probably have to readdress our mission here at TMOS as a collective, the big three, and we'll include Pony in this.
Three and a quarter.
We used to say, you know, if you want to stay in work, you can stay in work as long as you want, right?
Oh,
just
dear,
keep lying to us about
sounds
your internship
ominous,
and,
it sounds really
and your credits.
Ominous, Mac. Yeah.
Now I think there's got to be a hard deck Maybe 4 years. 4 years is the hard deck, and I think, Mac, you're coming up on 4 years, where you can continue working here, but that's a collective decision we have to make as a family.
And I will also bring up the fact there are many fine learning institutions in the United States with two-year programs. It's true.
On that note, we will take a break, and we've spotlighted Oscar Santana on the show. That was more of a spotlight on Mac. We will get Oscar's take, as only he can do it, when
Oscar's
we come back.
Take.
On the Mike Olvera Show.
Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There is nothing like my Harry's razor. Yeah. I love the way it feels on my face.
Put the razor blade on your foot!
You listen, if you're somebody who dreads shaving, get involved with Harry's. These two guys created this company that's so fabulous. I love it. They bought their own factory. They started Harry's because they don't want to rip off the consumer, and they don't care about the profit as much as those big drugstore razors do, because the fact is they take less profit because they take out the middleman, and that equals blades at $2 a pop, people. $2 a pop. Compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. There's nothing better in an American company that when you provide a product that is better,
right,
and you're able to bring it to the consumer for less money. I love Harry's. I've talked about it for a long time. I not only love their razors, I love their shaving cream, I love their face wash, I love their aftershave lotion. Everything they have is fabulous. It's fantastic.
And have you ever laid your fingers on a razor that lasts longer?
No.
It stays sharp forever.
To amplify that, I will tell you that when I change my Harry's razor, when I change it, I do it because I think maybe I should. But I really
not
feel like I could go the whole
year.
Yeah, it's true.
I have to do it. It's really great. Harry's is so sure you'll love your shave, they want you to try their product for free, people. I said it, free.
Free.
Get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, a behavioral scientist from the University of Chicago, says that when you talk to your pets or your plants or your car or anything else that's not an actual person, you are just demonstrating a high social IQ and a uniquely human need to bond and connect. Here is the quote. Recognizing the mind in other animals, a god, or even a gadget is a reflection of our brain's greatest ability rather than a sign of stupidity. So, Oscar, what's your take on that?
I completely disagree, Mike. The idea that you can lose yourself talking to your vehicle, your plants, or your pets, and for some reason that makes you a better person, that will allow you to have a higher social IQ, I think is a cop-out. Because it's harder to talk to people. People that talk to pets, cars, and plants, that's easy. Because they don't talk back.
I hate to interrupt, but Mac, do you talk to any inanimate objects like your car,
your PC,
or
your Skittles?
I talk to the PC a lot.
Do you talk nicely to it, or do you talk angrily to it?
I talk a little angry.
What do you say to it?
I'll be in private, and if something goes wrong, I am yelling at the computers, the computer characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Mac's take.
Yeah.
Again, not a high social IQ.
Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
I stand by, and I think Mac just highlighted the idea that it's easier to talk to inanimate objects or objects that can't really respond to you than it is people.
Do you talk to Winston Santana? Have you ever talked to Winston Santana?
No.
Good.
Oscar's going to walk out of the studio today and go, oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oscar, Taco Bell. Oscar, you're listening to Oscar's.
Don't look at me in the Oscar's eyes, Mac. Don't look at me in the eyes.
Yeah. Do what you normally do. Look at his crotch.
Taco Bell recently rolled out its taco that uses a fried chicken breast as a shell, but clearly they're experimenting with crazy shells isn't going to stop there because Taco Bell just started testing a new breakfast taco that uses a fried egg as the shell, and they put potatoes, cheese, and sausage or bacon inside. Right now, they're testing them in Michigan. Michigan, yeah. Lucky you. But there's a good chance that these will get rolled out nationwide. Where are you on the whole using a food item as a shell in a taco?
Gentlemen, I've always said this. Nature will find a way. Now, think about this.
Oscar's take.
To put it in business perspectives, yeah. People don't know that taco is one of these wonder, a taco is one of these wonderful feasts of food that you can put anything in, right? Idea that you can combine the world of eggs or the world of chickens and the world of tacos is simply something that's being remixed from something we've had in the past as a Latino man, where the taco comes from, right? Mm-hmm. I can tell
you, prove?
I know this, that if we can find eggs and we can't find chicken, we'll use the eggs. So this is just simply a cultural divide that now the Americans are getting used to.
Is that a necessity as the mother of invention thing where so you're okay with the
egg
as a taco
shell? I'm okay with it because essentially what they're doing, and I also think that this is calculated, much like Southwest Airlines buys futures in oil.
Yes.
If you think about it, Taco Bell only has these short runs because they buy futures in poultry and they buy futures in
Big egg. Right.
So they can actually afford to do this because they bought them at a cheaper price.
Oh, that was good. This you're listening to Oscar's
take. Oscar's take. Yeah.
With Easter around the corner, Oscar, a new study says that 58% of people eat their chocolate bunnies ears first. Only 4% start with the feet. I couldn't pronounce the name of the people that did the survey. So.
It's okay, man.
I'm wondering what the Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
ETM. Instead of ATM, you sexual perverts out there know exactly what I'm talking about. ETM, right? ETM.
Yes.
So if you want to go chocolate ears first, that's your prerogative. I would say this. Hey, fatty, put the chocolate down and hit a treadmill.
Oh. Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
And that might really just be Christian fatties. Because those are the ones that observe Easter.
Max, since you're here, you've gotten a chocolate Easter bunny in your lifetime, haven't
you? Oscar's ears first.
Oh God!
Oh, that's a little scary.
Max, take.
That's a little disturbing.
Am I the only one that's feeling a little just a trace of nausea right now?
Okay, very good. According to the
I leave first. You hold him here for a little while.
Yeah, good luck.
You're gonna have the meeting about the stream though. Don't forget. According to the CDC. more than 1 in 5 American adults now have HPV. Is that human papillomavirus? What is it?
Papillomavirus.
Papillomavirus, yes.
Okay. There's no treatment, but you can get treatments for some of the issues it causes, like genital warts and cervical cancer if you realize you have it. More than 1 in 5 adults. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people doing the show
today. 5 adults in this room in here.
Yeah. Rob, do you have it?
I do not.
Oscar, do you have it?
Hey, no.
Pony, do you have it?
Probably not, considering my ratio.
That's true.
Yes, that's right. No sex. Mac, I know you don't have it.
Adrian, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your genital
Adrian,
warts.
Adrian, I didn't even know you were on campus today.
It's all those
I didn't
hookers,
even
Mike.
Know you were
Mike.
Here.
Yep.
Oh, my. Adrian, please weigh What's in up? On what do you think of this show today? What are your thoughts, please?
I'm just happy I am on the Ustream today. Because I don't have to. I'm just listening and enjoying the show.
Adrian's
good.
Take.
Good answer. Okay.
Yeah, what about the woman of the night stopped by last night again, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, really? Adrian the hooker came by again last night?
Yeah, but we were sold out. I had no time to play any games with her last night.
Oh, what a bummer. What a bummer. Did you see her come and go, though?
So to speak.
Did you see her when she came in?
Yeah, I saw her come in, yeah.
Did you see her leave?
No, I did not.
Does she ever inquire about the availability of the back office?
No, she does not, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
One of these days, Rob.
So anyway, a lot of people have HPV. 1 in 5. What is Oscar's
take on that? Word, and I want to elaborate after I give you the word. It's called Gardasil. Gardasil, and you gentlemen out there,
yes,
if you want to really stay safe, you date young. Because Gardasil came out about 5 years ago, and that was meant to really give someone a vaccine against the human papilloma virus.
Oh, that's right.
Virus.
They have a vaccine for it, don't
yes,
they?
Yes.
They do.
But unfortunately,
wow.
These hags in their late 30s don't have it, right? Because they just weren't able to get in early.
The word, if you missed it, folks, was hags.
So
late 30s.
I would say you date in your 20s, and then you know, casually bring up in your first few Tinder dates, hey, what about that Gardasil? Waka, 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 waka. And then see how that goes. It's just, yeah, I got that done. Then you're free in the clear for HPV. You won't be the
Thank
one in
you.
Five.
Yeah, I appreciate take. That. That's perfect. That's been Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Join us next week when we get the unique perspective from Oscar Santana, even after he's been attacked by the intern Mac. This one's one for the ages today. You know,
If I were him, I'd watch out for Mac, and I'd also watch out for a pack of hags.
Pack of 30-year-old hags. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with it. That's why I created that bit. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Chad from Orlando writes, I'm looking for a simple way to kick my whiskey up a notch. The simplest way, Chad, find some bitters, 2 to 3 dashes, and you will find some additional spicy notes and great complexity to your favorite whiskey. But you really want to go far? Smoke your glass. Piece of cedar wood, burn it, put the glass over the top, and that extra smokiness will come through every time you raise that glass up to your
face.
Marcus. Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook. Or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
What's the other? There's like, do you get posts from like another whiskey group now?
I don't.
I forgot what it's called. I'll bring it in next time I'm on
okay.
the show. It's not the TMOS Elite Whiskey. It's like Whiskey Lovers. There's somebody they've crossed.
Is it tied in with the show?
No. It's all over my page. I guess I'll have to block it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Our TMOS bonus show hits today. You're not going to want to miss this one. It's a dandy, a sixth uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every week. It's fun, it's hilarious, but most importantly, it keeps the TMOS show afloat. That 1 hour makes everything work. The future of our show depends on it. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com. Click on the bonus banner. Thank you for every single week. More and more of you jumping on the bandwagon and subscribing to the TMOS bonus shows. Now, more than ever, you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Now's the time to treat yourself or a friend by helping us out by purchasing your bonus package today. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. That clock on the wall says it's time for the Audio Vault. And by the way, I have to do that because I did open it. I was right yesterday.
I heard about it.
I was right.
I know you are. And I apologize, Mike. The problem that I feel now is, you know what? I wear that mantle of shame, but what I'm really sorry about.
You did an entire Audio Vault with the door closed.
That's why the audio was muffled.
Shame.
And now we left it open and all the sounds are cold.
Oh, no.
It is. We do have a cold snap.
Because there's a thermal vault.
Please call this show Asylum today. Please. Please. We are all ill.
We are all ill.
Mm-hmm. We started out. Didn't I start the show with saying Rob had a disorder?
Yeah.
And then we had Mac and then Avery.
Common thread.
Record. Jesus, what a show.
Oscar,
right,
do you still have your ears or did he eat them yet?
Not yet.
Okay. I was going to do a business transaction for the show yesterday and I bailed on it and I apologized to Oscar because we did have tornadic activity in the Washington, D.C. area, Mike, to a point. That you were familiar with Route 28, right?
Oh, you bet. I used to drive it all the time.
The safest way to deal with rain and hail, I'd say.
Hide behind the used tires.
Mike, rain and hail at about 1 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Just stop in the middle of the road. That's a good thing to do. Put your blinkers on. You'll be safe.
I hate people around here.
Oh, ridiculous. My God. I mean, granted, it was really bad rain, and there was a tornado spotted in Herndon. But I did take a moment to record the audio of the rain while I was in my car because I had my phone with me. So here.
There's the rain.
Sounds bad, doesn't it?
Rain again.
All right. But today, beautiful sunny weather. Are you familiar with the Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Playing yesterday, and you should look at this video. MLB put it up, so I couldn't share it to our Facebook page. But I couldn't share it to our YouTube page. They threw a ball, and it hit him in his chest protector.
Okay.
And it stuck.
That's scary.
So I don't know if there was a lot of pine tar on the ball, if there's just some sort of...
You know in The Natural where Robert Redford goes to the mound, he said, yeah, just throw him, because he was a pitcher before the lady shot him.
Yeah.
And he throws the pitch and spoiler it sticks alert. In the net behind. Spoiler alert for my movie that was made
I was That sucks, because I was going to go see it today. How dare you?
Timely and topical. Why did it stick in his chest?
No one has been able to explain it, but what's funny is when it hit him...
His chest protector is what
it stuck in. His chest protector, yeah. But it didn't stick in it. It, like, stuck to it.
Oh, it looked like, it didn't get in a crease.
No, it looked like those games where you... It's like instead of
don't
darts...
Don't you have a sound of the baseball? Don't you have the sound of the baseball made when it was being thrown?
I do. It
sounds... Don't you have that sound?
It sounds like this.
Whoa! Boom!
There it is.
So I don't know if it was tar or some sort of pitcher applied ingredient to the ball.
I'm making him work like a maniac, Mike, right now. What do you think you could use? Is there a product you could use to maybe get that baseball out of the chest protector?
There's
something that might actually
any number of
the catcher.
You would want to clean the chest protector. Say
Family Dollar facial tissue,
or. You could lubricate it with something that has like a soapy consistency.
Pantene conditioner.
And if it's really, really stuck, you might have to use a tool.
A pair of scissors.
But if you see the video, it's awesome because he doesn't know it's on his chest. So while the guy is running to first, he's looking on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
But the ball is stuck to his chest. Here, this is what it sounded like.
As he swings and misses, Molina, though, can't find the ball. It's right at his feet, and Caesar reaches. It's actually, look at this. It's stuck to his chest protector. I have never seen that before.
Makes me
has he got some pine tar on his chest protector?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. He put stuff on the ball.
Yeah, I believe he does. This is he playing with Velcro?
Are you kidding me?
Well, see, there's something on his chest protector or something on that baseball.
Yeah.
It's pretty wacky. I don't know how, if you're keeping the scorecard, when you sit and you track every play, I don't know how you would do that, even if you had a really great writing instrument.
Mechanical pencils.
So, did he get ejected? What happened?
No. The game proceeded.
Man.
I'm surprised they didn't check the balls.
Yeah.
He was doctoring the baseball.
Hey, check the balls.
Check the balls.
Ed Sheeran is a lovely singer with red hair, and he was being interviewed by, I believe this is in Great Britain, by a red-haired reporter. And the reporter is concerned that red-haired people are going to die out, or as they call them, gingers.
Gingers, right.
So Ed Sheeran is dating a non-redhead.
Yes.
This reporter is dating a non-redhead. And so in an effort to make an awkward situation even more awkward, she gave him one of those computer-generated pictures of what it would look like if the reporter and Ed Sheeran had a child.
Both gingers? The
Both
reporter
gingers.
And
this was Ed's reply to that.
My phone number is on it.
Okay.
Just give it a little thought.
Cool. And my girlfriend and your boyfriend totally fine with this.
It is to save the ginger race.
Ginger race, cool. Do you know what? We should get all the ginger people in Brussels together, and we should all just have one big gangbang.
I hear you.
Is she,
I
want to
have sex with you.
Was she hot?
It was a radio interview, so I can't comment to that.
Oh,
but if it's
man.
A red-haired Belgian, you can bet yes.
Yeah, guaranteed. Thank
Keep
you.
That hair clean.
Pantene conditioner.
Now, Mark Hamill is, of course, known as Luke Skywalker, but in between the 75 years of the Star Wars movies he made a good living in cartoon voice work. He is considered by fans the sort of perfect voice of the Joker in all the Batman cartoons. He does the Joker. Mm-hmm. They did that thing where they do bad lip reading, where they put motion picture film up and they redub the dialogue. This has been pulled because of copyright issues. We happened to grab a copy in time. Here's Mark Hamill as Han Solo. His Harrison Ford impression is pretty good. I got to give him credit. And I have to wonder if they're friends or there's a little bit of animosity here, because it's not a very flattering impression.
This morning I wanted a frap and they wouldn't make it.
Every time I come here, you're buying a frap. It's not important to get a frap.
But it makes me happy.
Big fat deal.
Seriously, there must be something that makes you happy.
Not really.
A pickle?
Mm-mm.
The zoo?
Never.
A sassy vagrant? Six kittens in a bag of water? Poop on a stick?
That's disgusting.
It sounds like him.
Because it's so different than Mark Hamill.
I know. I mean, can you imagine? That's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
So crazy. And I love Chris Pratt, and his social media stuff is great. He posted this yesterday. He's just rapping about his muffin.
What's up? It's your boy Chris Pratt coming back with an episode of What's My Snack? Last chapter, you ain't seen nothing. What's my snack? It's a carrot cake muffin. I'll be stuffing this muff up in my grill. Look at the carrot cake crumbs I spill. I don't even like it, but I'm eating it still. Because I'm sitting here withering away to nothing. Uh-oh. Eating carrot cake muffin. Eating the carrot cake muffin. Carrot cake muffin.
But you have to be careful not to let your throat get dry.
Cherry Coke.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mackie, you okay?
I'm going to kill Oscar.
No, no. Now, see, that's not funny now. Now that now you scare everybody.
HR!
Right? Tell Oscar.
You are
gonna,
HR.
Mac, tell
Come
Oscar you're not going to kill him.
Never.
Tell Oscar you're not going to kill him, please.
I'm not going to kill you, Oscar.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us for Turn This Mic Off. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. The headline that just keeps flashing is that, and they all thought it was just a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show.
Podcaster Pounce.
For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for another day at the Asylum for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Help.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.